Welcome and thanks for your company here on House Matters. In this edition, Prime Minister seeks to clarify NHT purchase of property in Trelawney and Disaster Risk Management Act passed in the Senate. Do stay with us.
Mr. Speaker, let's accept the answer that the NHT did not purchase a tourist attraction. What the NHT is purporting to have purchased is 10 acres of land. For what purpose, Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Speaker, I really believe I answered that question already. Yes. I do not need to answer it a second time.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller responding to questions posed by Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The opposition leader's questions surrounded the purchase of property in Trelawney by the National Housing Trust, the NHT. Mrs. Simpson-Miller stated that the NHT has not purchased the attraction known as Outamany Experience in Trelawney.
The board has advised me that the decision to purchase the property at Orange Grove in Trelawney and not the attraction known as Outamany Experience was firmly grounded in the National Housing Trust Act of 1979.
She noted further that the NHT has not acquired the business assets, goodwill or brand associated with Outamany Experience, save and except for a standby generator, fuel tank and office furniture. She told the House that before the property was purchased, there was thorough inspection and evaluation, noting that the original market value was $311 million. However, the NHT initiated its evaluation and that came out at $280 million.
The property and the property alone was acquired for $180 million. This represents about 61% of the average market value and a discount of $40 million on the forced sale value.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller reiterated that the Orange Grove property and not the tourist attraction known as Outamany Experience was purchased by the NHT from Capital and Credit Merchant Bank for $180 million. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed amendments to the Mortgage Insurance Act aimed at making mortgages more accessible for persons seeking home ownership. Minister with Responsibility for Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, explained that the amendment to the Act appears to be a small matter, but it will have an enormous and profound effect on the housing sector in the country. The Mortgage Insurance Act was last amended in 2008. That amendment facilitated the writing of more mortgage insurance policies by increasing the amount of insurance that could be issued by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank from $1.2 billion to $2 billion.
The Mortgage Insurance Fund is currently being underutilized, and it is the view of the bank that this amendment is to the percentage sum which can be insured will increase the usage of the product. This will make mortgages more accessible to the average Jamaican trying to acquire a home.
Minister with Responsibility for Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. The amendments to the Act will allow a prospective purchaser to find 3% of the price of the house as down payment, plus an estimated 2% closing cost for an overall equity input of 5%, exclusive of the relevant duties payable in the purchase of the property. And the Disaster Risk Management Act, which seeks to strengthen the country's national disaster preparedness, emergency management and response processes and mechanisms, was passed in the Senate last Friday. The bill repeals and replaces the Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management Act of 1993. The legislation accords recognition of existing organizational structures, such as the National Disaster Committee, Parish Disaster Committees and Zonal Committees, with their roles and functions clearly established. It also makes provisions to legally evacuate persons identified as being at risk based on their location, identifies and earmarks high-risk areas as especially vulnerable areas, and outlines the necessary steps to be taken in respect of such areas. The legislation was passed with 8 amendments. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.